Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building a warehouse jungle chop in Ableton Live 12, and more importantly, we're going to make it push, not just loop. Push, that means the break feels like it's leaning forward, the bass has room to speak, and the whole thing starts to feel like a real DNB section you could drop in a tune. We're keeping this beginner-friendly, but the goal is real. A dark, functional, warehouse-style groove with a clean low end, a strong chopped break, and a simple 16-bar arrangement that actually evolves. First thing, set your tempo. For this one, go with 172 BPM. That lands right in that jungle and roller's pocket. Fast enough to feel urgent, but still controlled. Now set up your tracks. You want one audio track for the break, one MIDI track for sub or bass, one track for FX or atmosphere, and maybe a return track for reverb or delay if you need it. Keep your master channel leaving headroom. That means don't slam everything into the red while you're writing. A good target is peaks around minus 6 dB. That gives you space for punch later, and in drum and bass, headroom matters a lot. Now let's pick the break. You want something with movement. A strong snare on 2 and 4 is important, but you also want ghost notes, shuffle, and some texture. A clean one-shot break can work, but for warehouse jungle, a break with personality is usually better. If your break feels flat, don't panic. We'll shape it. If you're using simpler, switch to slice mode. That's a great beginner move because it turns one break into a playable set of pieces. Use transient slicing if the hits are clear, or warp markers if needed, so the break stays tight and in time. The idea here is not to over-edit, just get a solid rhythmic engine running first. Now for the fun part. Making it push. The push in warehouse jungle comes from tiny timing and arrangement decisions. You're going to keep the main snare solid, but you can nudge some ghost notes a little early to add urgency. Even 5 to 15 milliseconds early can make a hit feel more eager. If you want a more relaxed swing moment, pull a fill slightly late instead. The point is to avoid sounding robotic. Jungle is alive. It breathes. Try using a 1/16 grid and then manually offset a few hits if you need to. Keep the strong beats anchored, but let the little details move around them. That contrast is what creates energy. Now let's shape the break with stock Ableton devices. Start with drum boss on the break track. This is one of the easiest ways to get weight and glue fast. A little drive, a little crunch, maybe some transients if you want more snap. Don't go crazy with boom unless the low end is really under control. After that, at EQ8, clean up the low rumble below about 25 to 35 Hz. If the break feels boxy, look around 200 to 400 Hz. If it gets harsh or spitty, gently tame around 5 to 8 kHz. We're not trying to sterilize the break. We're just making room for the bass and keeping the groove clear. If the break feels too wide or messy, use utility. You can reduce the stereo width a bit. And if there's too much low-end spread, keep the bottom more mono. In DNB, stability down low is everything. Now we build the bass. For this lesson, a simple sub is enough. Open operator, choose a sine wave or a very clean oscillator, and keep it mono. Make short notes that answer the break. You don't need a complicated bassline to make this work. In fact, too many notes can get in the way. Set the attack very short, decay depending on note length, and keep the release tight so the bass doesn't smear across the groove. If this is acting like your sub, keep most of it below 100 Hz. If you want a darker release layer later, you can use wave-eatable with a detuned saw or square-based sound, then low-pass it and keep the sub separate and mono. That's a classic DNB move. Sub stays clean. Movement lives above it. Now think in call and response. This is a huge part of drum and bass. The drums speak, then the bass answers. Or the bass leads, and the break responds. Keep it simple. Maybe the first bar has a sub hit on the downbeat. Then the next bar leaves more space. Then the bass answers with a short note or a small rise. You do not need to fill every gap. In fact, leaving space makes the hits feel bigger. A good rule for this style is energy lanes. Don't have everything fighting to be the main event. Maybe the break is leading, then the bass takes over for a moment, then a short FX accent lifts the transition. One thing leads at a time. That's how the groove stays forward moving instead of clutter. Now let's arrange the section so it feels like a track, not a loop. Start with a 16-bar block. Think of bars 1 to 4 as tension. Maybe the break is there, but the bass is minimal. Bars 5 to 8 is the first proper hit. Break and sub lock together. Bars 9 to 12 can have a variation, maybe a fill or a different chop. Then bars 13 to 16 bring back the main energy with one small twist. This is where beginners often make a mistake. They keep the loop identical the whole way through. But in DNB, arrangement is a big part of the energy. A section needs to breathe. Even tiny changes can make a huge difference. Try muting one or two drum hits in the second phrase. Add a fill at the end of bar 8 or bar 12. Maybe use a reversed cymbal or a short riser into bar 13. You don't need a massive buildup. In Warehouse DNB, the groove should do most of the work. Now add automation. This is what turns a loop into a finished feeling section. A really good beginner move is automating an auto filter cutoff on the break. Start it lower during tension. Then open it up toward the drop or transition. You can also automate reverb dry slash wet for a short throw before change, or move the bass filter slightly to create tension and release. Keep your automation moves short. Half a bar or one bar is often enough. You're aiming for movement, not a giant EDM style sweep every four beats. In darker drum and bass, restraint usually hits harder. Now do a quick mix check before you get too attached to the arrangement. Make sure the kick and snare are clear. Make sure the sub is present but not overpowering. Make sure the break texture sits above the sub instead of fighting it. Keep the master channel with some headroom. If needed, use a Q8 to remove low rumble from non-bass tracks, and use utility to keep the bass mono and stable. That mono check is especially important. If your low end is too wide, the track can fall apart on big systems. And since this is a mastering-focused lesson, you want to think ahead. A clean mix makes mastering much easier later. Now here's a really useful beginner move. Commit. Freeze and flatten, or resample the groove to audio if that helps you make decisions. That might sound simple, but it's a pro habit. Once you print the groove, you stop endlessly tweaking and start thinking like an arranger. At this point, make one clear decision. Is the break the star? Is the bass the star? Or do they alternate by phrase? You want that clarity. Warehouse Jungle sounds stronger when the arrangement has a job. Let's quickly talk about a few common mistakes. 1. Too much low end in the break. Fix that by high-passing the non-bass elements and keeping the sub separate. 2. Bass fighting the kick and snare. Shorten the bass notes, reduce the sub level, or simplify the rhythm. 3. A break that sounds busy but not powerful. Keep the snare strong and cut unnecessary ghost hits. 4. Too much reverb. Use it for transitions, not all the time. 5. Stereo bass. Keep the sub mono. Wider movement should live in the upper bass or FX. 6. No arrangement changes. At least one fill, one mute, and one switch up over 16 bars. 7. Too many effects before the groove works. Always get the drums and bass hitting first. A few extra coach notes to keep in mind while you work. Think in energy lanes, not just drum hits. Let one thing lead at a time. Use micro edits to fake complexity instead of piling on more parts. Keep the snare reliable. The snare is your anchor in fast drum music. And let the arrangement breathe. If every bar is full, nothing feels heavy. Sometimes the strongest move is taking something out for a beat. You can also try a second chop version. Duplicate the break and make one pattern a little busier, one a little more minimal. Swap between them in different phrases. That's an easy way to keep the groove moving without writing an entirely new part. Another good trick is the half bar restart. Right before a section change, strip the break down for a moment, then bring it back full. That little dropout can make the return hit much harder. For sound design, a bit of saturation on the break can add character. A quiet noise layer can help it cut through on smaller speakers, as long as you high-pass it. And if you want more weight, keep your sub simple and add a separate mid-bass layer for texture. Here's a quick practice challenge you can do right now. Build a 16-bar Warehouse Jungle sketch at 172 BPM. Use one break, one simple operator subline, one automation move, and one filler silence moment. Don't aim for perfection. Aim for a section that feels replayable and alive. And that's the core idea here. In DNB, energy comes from rhythm, contrast, and control, not from just adding more sounds. If the break pushes, the bass stays clean, and the arrangement breathes, you're already on the right path. So keep it tight, keep it dark, and let the groove do the heavy lifting.